Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." A peacemaker is not simply someone who dislikes conflict. A peacekeeper may attempt to preserve surface calm by avoiding difficult conversations, minimizing wrongdoing, or asking wounded people to remain silent. A biblical peacemaker seeks peace through grace, truth, justice, repentance, mercy, wisdom, and appropriate repair. Christian peacemaking begins with the peace God has made through Jesus Christ. Through the cross, God deals truthfully with sin while extending saving grace to sinners. Through the resurrection, Christ opens the way to new life. Christians do not manufacture peace through positive thinking or polite behavior. They participate in the reconciling work of God. This begins personally. A peacemaker receives forgiveness from God, confesses personal wrongdoing, releases vengeance, and learns to respond without domination or despair. In marriage and family life, peacemaking may involve a sincere apology, patient listening, changed communication, restitution, or a wise boundary. In church life, it may involve addressing misconduct, correcting false information, protecting vulnerable people, or helping believers bear with ordinary differences. In coaching, chaplaincy, and ministry, peacemaking means helping without controlling. It means clarifying forgiveness without demanding reconciliation. In public life, peacemaking means refusing hatred while still telling the truth about injustice. Peacemaking is active. It does not call evil good. It does not remove consequences automatically. It does not require unsafe contact. Romans 12 teaches believers to live at peace with everyone as much as it depends on them. You are responsible for your conduct. You can tell the truth. You can confess. You can seek forgiveness. You can extend mercy. You can make repair. You can establish a wise boundary. You can refuse personal revenge. You cannot force another person to repent, forgive, trust, change, or reconcile. Peacemakers faithfully do what belongs to them and entrust what does not belong to them to Christ. The world is filled with accusation, humiliation, resentment, retaliation, and division. Christians are called to demonstrate another way. This way does not deny wrongdoing. It tells the truth without hatred. It pursues justice without personal vengeance. It practices mercy without enabling harm. It seeks reconciliation without forcing it. It allows consequences without permanent condemnation. It remembers that every person stands before God. As you complete this course, you are not being commissioned as an expert who can resolve every conflict. You are being invited to become a faithful practitioner of grace and truth. Receive God's forgiveness. Recognize truth courageously. Repent humbly. Release vengeance repeatedly. Repair what you can. Rebuild wisely. Carry the peace of Christ into your marriage, family, friendships, church, ministry, workplace, and community. May the Holy Spirit form you into a person who does not merely speak about forgiveness, but walks in the way of the crucified and risen Jesus Christ.